Welcome to Melbourne City Council meeting number 31, Tuesday the 30th of October 2018. It is 5:30 p.m. and I declare the meeting open. I welcome councillors, management and members of public that are in attendance this evening here at the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and has always been a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, it has been a particularly significant meeting place over thousands of years and a location for events of a social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and an audio version will be made available on the City of Melbourne website before the close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this evening's meeting will be available on the City of Melbourne website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team after the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned to silent for the duration of the meeting. Now, tonight, the agenda comprises one report from committee, which is confidential, 13 reports from management, three of which are confidential, and two items of general business. Pleasingly, we have no apologies this evening. It's a full house, councillors. Well done. Conflicts of interest. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest, as defined in the Local Government Act 1989, in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and nature of your interest prior to the consideration of that item. Number three on the agenda, confirmation of minutes of the previous meetings. I call on a councillor to move a motion adopting the open meeting minutes of council meeting number 29 held on Tuesday the 25th of September 2018 and special council meeting number 30 held on Tuesday 16 October 2018. Calling on a councillor to move that motion. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, and a councillor to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Riley. I'm now going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item four is matters arising from the previous meetings. Are there any matters arising that councillors would like to raise at this point for discussion or questions? Thank you very much. I'm noting that the following submissions have been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code. In relation to Agenda Item 6.5, proposed lease and licence agreement extensions for the Melbourne Men's Shed, we had an item of correspondence from Andrew Stefanati, Chairman, Melbourne's Men's Shed. Melbourne Men's Shed. In relation to Agenda Item 7.1, proposed travel, Councillor Philip Lee Liu, World Chinese Economic Forum, Malaysia, November 2018, and New Year Music Festival, China, December 2018, January 2019. We had an item of correspondence from Chris Thrum. And in relation to Agenda Item 7.2, proposed travel by Councillor Jackie Watts, Yangon, Myanmar, November 2018, we had an item of correspondence also from Chris Thrum. Does any councillor at this point wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential agenda items 5.1, 6.10, 6.11 or 6.12? Councillors? No? Good. Thank you very much. We can now move to reports from committee, and there are no reports from committee for consideration in this open session of our council meeting this evening, so we can move to reports from management, and there are 10 reports from management for consideration in this open session. Would councillors like a presentation on the first item, which is the records of assemblies of councillors? No, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move that motion. Councillor Pinder, thank you. And I'm calling on a councillor to second. Deputy Lord Mayor, thanks very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? No. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? No. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Good. And that is unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. Item 6.2, which is the revocation and delegation of authorisations under the Planning and Environment Act 1987. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Good. I am calling on a councillor to move a motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. And Councillor Riley is seconding that motion. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. A change in staff necessitates a change in delegation. Always very important to get your delegations correct.
Noted, and thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
No, Lord Mayor. As Deputy Lord Mayor stated, it is something we must do.
Good, thank you. Would any other councillors like to speak to the motion? No? Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Then that is unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. We now come to item 6.3, which is Lady Mayoress's committee. And I am asking, would any councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? We've got an issue, actually, yes, with the technology. It's coming. But I'm presuming we don't need a presentation on this at this point. No, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, as long as we can see the motion. It's a motion that we can't see. Should we ask for Councillor Riley to read it out? Do you have it in front of you, Councillor Riley?
Sorry, just a point of procedure, Lord Mayor. There's actually quite a few agenda items in a row where this is going to be the case. Can I suggest that we move to agenda item 6.8? Because then there'll be three in a row without needing this.
Yeah, are we going to be a little while? You think so, right. Sorry? It's ready? Slight technical hitch. Kate, are we ready to go, or are we going to move forward? We're ready to go. Good. Yeah, I can't see anything either, so there we go. It's called patience. It's a virtue. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion shown on the screen. We might need just to scroll down a little bit.
I'd like to put forward an amended motion, Lord Mayor, which is just coming up now. Approves the use of the term founded by the former Lady Mayoress's committee for a new independent incorporated association. The Melbourne Ladies Committee incorporated for a period of 1 year to the 1st of November 2019, and you can read the rest. It's coming up now.
So you're moving the motion on the screen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I'm looking for a seconder to the motion. Councillor Francis Gillie, thank you very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Thanks, Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The Lady Mayoress's committee unexpectedly ceased to exist on the 30th of June, and this amended motion seeks councillors to understand that this group of women under the banner of this committee have volunteered for several decades and have raised significant funds which were directed to the various charity groups under the auspices of the Lord Mayor's Charitable Fund. I'd like to say also that in the committee early years, it was one of the most significant donors to the foundation. But much has changed in the fundraising and the philanthropic sector since the foundation of the Lady Mayoress's committee. The committee realises this, but they wish to continue, and they wish to continue under the banner of the Melbourne Ladies Committee Incorporated with no charity status or GST component, but they will have an ABN to run the Melbourne Ladies Committee Inc. And I seek council support on this amended motion.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor Francis Gillie, would you like to speak to this motion?
Only briefly, Lord Mayor, thank you. Just to say, I think when we've discussed this as councillors, we really wanted to recognise the work of the committee and of those women over, not necessarily this particular group, but the women as a group over a long period of time, their commitment to this city and to supporting the city and its well-being. And I also wanted to personally thank Councillor Riley for, you know, standing up for those women in council and really representing them well here for them. And they should be proud of the way that she's fought for them.
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor Francis Gillie. Are there any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Pinder.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'd just like to say that this is the most appropriate way forward for these ladies to move forward. It's really a migratory nature of a brand starting up, and being able to use the words founded by the former Lady Mayor's committee will really add to the committee being able to retain their membership but also garner new members. But I also want to thank the committee, particularly the former members, Julie Lemming, Floria Baccini, people like that who really did raise huge numbers of funds for the committee. And then, of course, the current committee with Sandra Foley and Gabrielle Stefanetti and Pat Doran. And they've done superbly. Additionally, I think the donors, the people who have actually donated funds to this committee over many years ought to also be congratulated and thanked for their contribution.
Thank you, Councillor Pinder. Any other speakers? Councillor Watts.
Thank you. Yes, I too would like to add my thanks to the work these women have done for our city and our people. I think that we're in very complex legal times, and I think that this is a very good response. I wish these women in the new form of the organisation very well, and I really hope that it will be understood by the community at large where it started, and I hope the community gets behind these women as they go forward.
Thank you, Councillor Watts. Councillor Oak.
I support this motion. I thank Councillor Riley for working through it and bringing it forward. I would like to also echo my colleagues in acknowledging the huge amount of work that this committee has done for the city, and in particular, you know, the vulnerable in our city. I think any group of people that want to get together and raise funds for the vulnerable should be acknowledged and thanked, because not enough people do so. And even though there's been, you know, quite a lot of you know, concern about the change of the role of the committee, I think it should be commended that they still want to get together and, you know, discuss the issues of the city and provide an avenue to support the vulnerable in our city. So I think that is commendable. Again, more people should do it. And I would like to, of course, thank Councillor Riley for her long-term commitment to the committee, but, in, you know, the outcomes that the committee want to seek. It's not just about supporting the committee and making sure the committee, it's about the intended outcome and where the funds are for. So thank you to Councillor Riley.
Councillor Wood.
I want to add my thanks to Councillor Riley for all the work over a very long period of time, but also to the committee itself, to be proud of the history, the long, long history and the long commitment to this city, but then to be excited about what the new committee holds in terms of the future for Melbourne. So I wish them every success, and I really think 9.1 is a nod to the support that we want to provide to the committee as they move forward, that you know, any little thing that we can do to ensure their success into the future, I think is a really good thing and a nice way to thank them for such a long history of giving.
Thanks, Councillor Wood. Well, just to add my remarks, I'd also like to acknowledge the work of the Lady Mayoress Committee over decades, the contribution that they've made to the city, to our community, for reasons beyond their control and the shifting way in which regulation and structures work. Change was needed, and I acknowledge those tenacious and determined efforts together with the work of Councillor Riley in looking for what an alternative can be for this group to be able to continue their good work in the community, both in terms of fundraising but also in the way that they engage and connect with different groups to really further their causes and support them in kind as well. This is a transition element that we're considering tonight in terms of the name that I think we've all indicating good support for in acknowledgement of that contribution over many years, previous efforts, and what will no doubt be ongoing future efforts to deliver good things in our community, which is fantastic. And I also acknowledge that by virtue of this motion, there will be an ongoing relationship between the City of Melbourne and the committee, which will be the Melbourne Ladies Committee, Inc., through the various ways in which we can support meetings and other activities from time to time as a valuable community group. So look forward to that ongoing interaction between the council and the, I'm going to get used to saying this, Melbourne Ladies Committee, Inc., founded by the former Lady Mayoress Committee. That's what it's going to be in full for the next 12 months. So well done to that committee, Councillor Riley, for your efforts. I know Jane Sharwood as well has been very involved in workshops, etc., and it's been terrific, the efforts that have been put into finding a future for something that's had such a brilliant past. So if there are no other speakers to this motion, I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hands. That is unanimous. So I declare that motion carried. Thank you very much. Well done to everybody. I'm now going to move to item 6.4, which is the proposal to rectify non-compliance with the rate cap. And would any councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Is that you wanting a presentation on this agenda item, or was that you acknowledging? Thank you, Councillor Riley. Just checking. You'd be hopeless at auctions, Councillor Riley. Or very good, either way. If there are no requests for presentations, then I would like to move the motion that is on the screen in relation to the rectification of non-compliance of the rate cap, and I'm looking for a seconder to the motion. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. As the mover to the motion, I am noting that we're obviously going through quite a bit of change in relation to our system for rates. We've got a centralisation and an annual rate system that was introduced by the state government. We issue every year over 113,000 rate notices, so of all the councils, the most complex. We also have an environment in which, with all due diligence and care, occasionally there are situations where there's human error, and I believe that this year we have a confluence of all of those issues resulting in some errors in the calculation of our rates. We have this error has been raised by our management as soon as they became aware of it, which unfortunately was not before the rates notices went out, but was certainly before we needed to be able to comply with our obligations under the regulations into ensuring that we have all of the right information lodged. So we've managed to do that in time. And acknowledging that we've made an error, I also acknowledge that it's excellent that as soon as it was noted, it was raised, that there's been full transparency and explanation, and that we've moved quickly to be able to resolve this matter, both between the management team and being considered here tonight by councillors. what is proposed is that in relation to the non-residential, so commercial ratepayers, where there is a $3.6 million differential, that we will be moving to refund those errors to the commercial or non-residential ratepayers as a result of the quantum of that. But in relation to the residential ratepayers, given that the quantum in total is at $22,300, the proposal tonight is to compensate those that are impacted this year by reducing their rates in the 2019-2020, because actually to try and create a system of refund would cost us a lot more than the refund itself. So in an effort across management and to be considered tonight by councillors to find an equitable way forward for something that is an error, we've come up with those two ways of dealing with the non-residential and the residential equity and fairness in terms of making sure that both parts of our ratepayers, both groups in our ratepayers, are treated fairly in relation to this error. It's also been noted that because management, as soon as they saw the error, raised it, and there's been transparency, that we've got some confidence about adjusting to make sure that those same errors don't happen again next year, which is always good. So on the basis of that, I'm pleased to propose this motion tonight. As the seconder, Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to this motion?
Yeah, thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree. I think the complexity of the rates calculation is there for us all to see. It is quite an amazing formula that goes into calculating our rates. We've got some of the best in the business, and obviously the move to the annual valuations is causing some teething problems, and I really would call on the state government in bringing in those annual valuations to work quickly in sorting out what is probably the most substantive part of the issue, and that is the timing of those valuations, to bring those into line to ensure that we're not in the same boat again next year. What I would say about this, though, is that it's unfortunate that mistakes are made, but mistakes happen every day in all sorts of organisations, in all sorts of industries, and I think it's how you respond to a mistake being made, and I applaud our officers for moving quickly and transparently, as you've said, to get back that money that is rightfully our ratepayers' money. So I think returning the money is the best way forward, and obviously 8.4, I think, is also about doing the right thing, but also being prudent in how we manage our resources and essentially not wasting more money than we return by moving on that $22,300 this year. So I'm very happy to support this. I hope and look forward to a resolution to that timing issue and to those annual valuations being a lot smoother in years to come.
Thanks, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? No? Good. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. Would all those in favour of the motion please raise your hand? That is unanimous, and so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Now, in relation to, so the next item, proposed lease and licence agreement extensions for the Melbourne Men's Shed, I am declaring a conflict of interest on the basis that it's an indirect interest I have under Section 78C, which is the receipt of an applicable gift by virtue of the Chair of Federation Square donating to my campaign. And I'm calling on the Deputy Lord Mayor to please come forward and take my chairing of the council
meeting. So our next item is agenda item 6.5, the proposed lease and licence agreement extension for the Melbourne Men's Shed. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? If not, I call on a councillor to move. Councillor Pinder and a councillor to second. Councillor Riley. Councillor Pinder.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'd like to move the amended motion on the screen. Don't know what to say next. Request that management seeks Federation Square's commitment to, I can't see the word, sorry, to jointly support the Melbourne's Men's Shed with Council through a reduction in lease costs for a further 2 years to 2022, and 8.3.2, if an additional lease can be negotiated. This is the old one. I'm sorry, Deputy Lord Mayor. This is not right. Is that correct, Marlo? Can I? So can we go to the top of the motion? Sorry. So, in effect, this motion, and I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Lord Mayor, would it be appropriate to ask Eamon Fennessy if he could run through the recommended alternative motion? Is that okay?
Do we actually have the words for the...
Well, I did give instructions, but I don't know what's happened to them.
They
sorry.
Are the changes, but if maybe an officer could run through
so,
the changes.
So in effect, it's to approve a new lease agreement with Federation Square for the premises at level one of Federation Square car park for a further 2 years to that which is already recommended to take us to 2022, correct? 2022, and also for the Men's Shed to demonstrate their fundraising capability over this period so that Council has greater assurance that there are some external funding sources as well.
So I fear we've got a mismatch of motions here because if you scroll back up, 8.1.1 talks about a lease term of 2 years.
Correct. That's the that's the management's recommendation. So if we go down, which means that 8.2, as it stands there on the screen now, is to be deleted. No. Keep going down, Debbie Lord Mayor, sorry. I'm confused, sorry. I think I might need Eamon's help.
Can I suggest that we move to another agenda item before we can sort out the wording for this proposed motion? Yep. I think we'll just call the Lord Mayor back in and we'll move on with the agenda and come back to this agenda item. Please call the Lord Mayor back in.
Oh, I thought I was loud enough. 6.6, funding support requests 2018. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No? Then I'm going to call for a councillor to move this item. Councillor Oak, thank you, and I'm calling on a councillor to second the item. Councillor Riley, thank you very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion, please, Councillor Oak?
No, I just essentially, it's management's recommendation. Yes, I will speak to the motion. I essentially worked with management to move the recommendations that are contained in the report, that management work with the Australian Sports Foundation to promote opportunity for community-based sports organisations to utilise the funds of the ASF, move it into the motion, and also offer the opportunity to attend the dinner to community-based sports administrators or officials rather than councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Would the seconder, Councillor Riley, like to speak to the motion?
No, Lord Mayor.
No, would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? Councillor Watts.
Thank you. Yes, I'd just like to say that I'm pleased to see that women and girls are being identified in this motion, and that community recreation, community sport is being identified too.
Mm.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Councillor Watts. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I also want to speak in favour of the alternative motion and the additional recommendations which have been added by Councillor Oak, with that real focus on community-based sports organisations and the focus of this year on women and girls, physical activity, leadership and decision-making, and diversity and inclusion. So I welcome those additional clauses and strongly support the recommendation.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak to this motion? No? Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. That's right. Take your time. I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. This is item 6.6, funding support requests, October 2018. That was unanimous, so we're declaring that motion carried. I am now...
Lord Mayor, can we do this formally? Can I procedurally move that we reconsider agenda item 6.5?
So we're moving to reconsider agenda item 6.5.
Fine.
Are we ready? We're ready? Okay. I'm now excusing myself for having an indirect interest.
Can we just test that vote first?
Yeah. I'll second it.
Yep. Sorry. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
And put it to the vote.
So put it to the vote. We're now reconsidering item 6.5. We've unanimously agreed that we're going to reconsider item 6.5, and I am removing myself on the basis.
78C, applicable receipt. Okay, proposed lease and license agreement extensions for Melbourne Men's Shed, agenda item 6.5. We don't want a presentation. I call on a councillor to move a motion. Councillor Pinder, councillor to second it. Councillor Riley, Councillor Pinder.
Sorry, what's the motion that's being moved? Is it the motion on the screen?
The motion is on the screen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. So I'm really seeking an addition to this motion. So it's an amended motion, but an addition of 2 points. And that is that management seeks Federation Square's commitment to jointly support the Melbourne's Men's Shed with Council through a reduction in lease costs for a further 2 years to 2022 to that which has been proposed above, which was 2 years from November this year to 2021. A further 2 years, management will actually seek Federation Square's commitment to jointly support us. Further, if an additional lease then can be negotiated with Federation Square for that further 2 year period, then Melbourne Men's Shed will report back to Council before June 2020 and before June 2021 with evidence of initiatives that have contributed to the goal of becoming financially self-sufficient. So that's effectively what. And so I'm seeking Council.
Sorry, go ahead.
So
we can just scroll up and then down through the whole motion, please. But just to clarify for everyone, it's an additional 2 years on top of the existing 2 years. Yes.
Can we just wait till we see that again? Because I have a different interpretation. I'd like to just get clarity. What do we mean by seek? Are we actually committing in advance to 2 extra years of funding, or would we see again what the proposal that comes back actually is?
So my understanding of this is that 8.3.2 would require a report back before we enter into the additional 2 years, is my understanding.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Councillor Riley.
Can I just add, Deputy Lord Mayor, I just want to speak to the men's shed and the superb work that they've been doing. I see them as visionaries. I see them as connectors. I see them as integrators. Visionaries because they've sought out the Cancer Centre and are looking to work collaboratively with the Cancer Centre and enabling cancer survivors and patients to actually work with the men's shed and in a rehabilitative stage. Connectors because they walk together, they cook together, they make toys, they do a lot of woodwork together. And integrators because they actually have schools, Hartwell Primary School, Marcellin, they've all been in there to not only make goods and toys for and tables, side tables as well, where the boys have come in, they've made these pieces of furniture and taken them back to the school to assemble. Marcellin just recently with Deacon had a workshop there. So there's some great work that the men's shed is doing, and there's a great need for it in our city. And I'm very hopeful that with this assurance, to a certain degree there's an assurance here, that the members will increase rapidly from just 66 to hopefully 100, but also extend themselves to the community even further. And make themselves more available. So I am fully supportive of this this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Pinner. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Look, I too am feeling very, very close to the men's shed. A little bit of history was when Councillor Pinder and I went to the East Melbourne Community Group many years ago and they suggested that there was a need for men's shed somewhere. And it was through us coming back to the city at the time when that particular building was a mobility centre. It was coming up for renewal and we thought, wow, what a great idea for a men's shed. And it has just exploded since then, with 57 members now that are totally committed to making this a genuine place for men to go to be looked after from health as well as well-being, as well as many, many things. And the other really good thing is they get out of the wives' hair for at least a few days of a week and they have a great time together. So I am totally supportive of this.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Any other speakers? Councillor Francis Kelly.
Thank you. If only there were as many men speaking so passionately for women's sheds, rights, places, it would be a very different world, wouldn't it? Thank you, my councillors. I think my point is to say thank you to the men of the men's shed and for the work they do and the part of the community, but I think it's to make a slightly broader point about Federation Square. We're asking Federation Square here to join us in supporting with the funding of this group. And right now, I think Federation Square really does need to show that it understands the needs of the community, that it can actually understand what makes this city work, can understand that it has a place in the heart of the city, and that its decision-making could actively involve the community. And so I think this is just an example where they have an opportunity to do that, and I'm really hopeful that they'll step up to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other speakers to this one? Councillor Watts.
Thank you. Yes, I too think men's sheds are a great idea, and I do recall reading in the media that women are actually permitted to go to men's sheds, and I encourage the women of Melbourne who like to get behind a hammer and behind a sword or whatever else they do there to get right in there, because although it's called a men's shed, I think it's a community facility and I would like to regard it as such, which is part of the reason why I'm prepared to support this motion. The other aspect to the work of the men's shed that I would like to draw attention to is the necessity that it look more broadly about including other sections of our community. I'm pleased to hear they're reaching out to the cancer sufferers of this city, And I would like to share an anecdote that came to me recently about a tennis club in our municipality, which is funded to an extent by the City of Melbourne, but which has members of the homeless community coming and taking part in, if you like, mainstream recreation. And I think this is an area of need in our city that the Men's Shed might consider reaching out to such a cohort. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Watts. Councillor Oak.
Oh, I support the recommendation support the City of Melbourne, support of the Men's Shed, given the community service that it provides, and I encourage any of our councillors that haven't been down to visit the Men's Shed to do so. They're always inviting us to come down and to see what the projects they're involved in, and you actually learn how far their reach is. It's not actually just about the number of members who are going down there on a regular basis. It's actually the connection to various community initiatives that they're actually helping out, because they've got some significant tools down there, the equipment down there, and actually the opportunity for other community groups to get down and actually use some of those tools. And I do recall that they were helping out with the boomerang bag initiative in helping to create some of those, the boomerang bags for that other community initiative about reducing waste in our community. So I support the initiative. I support the additional request to Federation Square, following on from Councillor Francis Gillies' comment. I think that it shouldn't just be about the City of Melbourne supporting. I think Federation Square also get a lot from supporting an initiative like this and should come to the party and help to reduce the lease costs, and even work with the Men's Shed and ourselves in helping them to become financially self-sufficient. So, and I acknowledge Councillor Beverly Pinder's contribution to helping us get to where we are tonight.
Thanks, Councillor Oak. And I'll just say a few brief words. Firstly, an apology for the confusion around the motion, because there's no confusion, Councillor Pinder, about your support for Men's Shed and the work that you're doing in your portfolio. And I think it's a fantastic network. It does a lot of good for the people who are involved, both men and women, but certainly does a lot of fantastic work in the community too. And I also support Councillor Francis Gillian, his call to Fed Square to come to the party. And I think Councillor Pinder will probably be front and centre of those negotiations potentially. So I'd like to see how they will say no. Any other speakers to this? Councillor Leppett.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. I agree with the recommendation that's been put. I take on board all of the other contributions that have been made, and thank our portfolio chair for her advocacy in particular. 8.3 doesn't materially change what we're doing here, I would argue. Certainly I'm happy for management to seek Fed Square's commitment to a new lease arrangement that's much more affordable for all parties, maybe not Fed Square, and see if a longer-term, more sustainable arrangement can be come up with. That's how I'm reading 8.3.1. And, of course, if we do enter into a fair relationship later on, we'd want the Melbourne's Men's Sheds to continue to demonstrate that they're financially self-sufficient, and that's how I'm reading 8.3.2. But we're not committing here and now to an extra 2 years extension. Everything that's found in 8.2 still stands. We're still asking for a fundraising plan by the first of by June 2019, and to start demonstrating compliance with that as quickly as possible. That's my understanding. 8.2.3 and 4 are still in there. Is that right? Yes. So on the basis that we're just flagging a little bit that we might be looking at a two-year extension later on, but we're not actually extending the lease here and now, I'm happy with it. And if someone wants to correct me at any time, including you, Chair, if you think I'm incorrect in my interpretation, please let me know. But on that basis, I am happy to support the motion before us.
That's my understanding as well. So no correction required. Councillor Pinder, would you like to close?
Just to say, Deputy Lord Mayor, that community groups like these are very important, and I you know, beg to differ sometimes in some of the things that we do support, but it would be folly for us to in view of what this group does and why it was formed, I think it would be folly for us to not provide or put all of that which we can to support them to achieve the goals of self-sustenance, but also to have a city location in which shape or form. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Pinder. And with that, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, I declare that carried unanimously and ask for the Lord Mayor to return.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks to Deputy Lord Mayor for chairing that part of the meeting. I believe we're now up to item 6.7, Cooperative Research Centre for Future Cities Agreement.
Lord Mayor, I have a conflicting duties. University of Melbourne is a potential partner of the CRC and is my employer.
Thank you, Councillor.
Lord Mayor, I'm in the same boat. Section 78C, I think, is the relevant provision.
Do you want to restate? Do you want him to restate it? Okay, thank you. Noted. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, thank you. I call on a councillor to propose this motion.
Thank you. I would like to propose an alternate motion.
Will you? Okay. You're proposing the motion?
Yes.
And I'm calling on a councillor to second this motion. Councillor Lee Lu, thank you so much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion, please?
Yes. People can read precisely what this is about. We're entering into a very valuable cooperative research centre, an agreement with this cooperative research centre for future cities. And the amendments that I'm proposing actually strengthen the presence of the City of Melbourne in this structure and improves, I think, the way in which we can benefit from our investment. I think that the annual review will determine whether or not we proceed with the arrangement. I see no reason why we should not. We'll be entering into this arrangement with some very high-flying and very heavy-hitting research organisations, and I think that the City of Melbourne will be a very important addition to this illustrious crew, and any input that the City of Melbourne can make to the governance or determining what research is conducted and any way in which the city can both have input and benefit from the output is a good thing, and I commend it.
Thank you, Councillor Watts. Would Councillor Lilo like to speak to the motion as seconder?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And I thank Councillor Jackie Watts for moving the alternative motion. Reading the report, we did note that it was very cynic-centric, and I think given the alternative motion and also the words put in place give the City of Melbourne a greater say. I think smart city is a very big topic as we, you know, in terms of population boom and also the fact that, you know, we will probably be the most, the biggest city in Australia in a few years' time. This is really going to help us try and solve some of the complex issues that we're dealing with. I note that it's also that, you know, there's a lot of things around innovative ideas, you know, such as, electric vehicles, artificial intelligence, 5G, you know, all the things that, you know, make a city like Melbourne a smart city. So looking forward to what will come out of it and seeing how we can actually implement that.
Thank you, Councillor Lilo. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? Councillor Lippert, thank you.
It's mainly a procedural question. I don't think we can resolve to provide City of Melbourne input into the research settings without actually saying what we mean by that. What was the intention there? Can I just suggest maybe that we have a new 13.2 that just says request management and then 13.2, 3 and 4 become subsets of 13.2. So a new 13.2 requests management.
2, and then seek, provide, etc.
2, and then colon,
and then bullet point.
And then seeks, provides and requests become seek, provide and request, and then management can do the providing of input, because I'm not sure that I have the capacity to do that. But thank you, management. If the mover and seconder are happy with that tweak.
So the mover of the motion happy with the amendment suggested by Councillor Leppett. So you're moving the amended motion. Seconding, Councillor Leloo. Any other speakers to this motion? No? Good. Well, I'm putting this amended motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That is unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. Thank you. Good work, everybody, on that one. 6.8. We're going to ask our two councillors to come back. Rodney, thank you. Updates to terms of reference for the future Melbourne committee and councillor positions, just while we wait for our colleagues to re-enter the chamber. Item 6.8. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. Then I'm going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you for moving the motion. I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Oak. Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to this motion?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor, because there's been a lot of talk and discussion, just to say thank you to my colleagues for the goodwill and the collaboration in arriving at this midterm shuffling of portfolios and a few filling of gaps that were vacant. I don't intend to go through all of them, but perhaps if we can just scroll down for everyone's benefit, these are the changes that you'll see before you. And again, scroll down. And with that, I'm happy to move this recommendation. I also thank officers Jack and the team and councillor support for their work in coming to this position.
Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Thanks, Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Oak? No. Would any other councillors like to speak to the motion? Councillor Francis Gilley, thank you.
I would just like to thank Councillor Oak, just because she's moving from Deputy Transport, but she'll say she hasn't done much, but actually, you know, I've taken up, it was very new for me, and I think your leadership in this space, particularly around walking and cycling, slowing the city down, making it a safer city, is everywhere, and it has guided me in my, you know, first, whatever it is, 18 months, so I'm really grateful for that. And it's exciting that you'll now be deputy of the Aboriginal portfolio. And I'm very excited that Councillor Leppard is going to be the deputy of transport, because I'm sure that means we'll be much more ordered. And that, given that they're both deputies, that now makes me the leader of the Greens.
Wow. Is that a declaration? Thank you, Councillor Francis Gilley. Are there any other councillors that would like to speak to this motion? Councillor Pinder.
I'd just like to thank Jack Hannah for all the work and effort that he put into this. Very admirable.
I think there's a clap for Jack on that one. Any other speakers to this motion? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. Thanks, everybody. Scheduling of future Melbourne committee meeting date, item 6.9. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No. Then I'm going to put this motion, which is that we're going to schedule another meeting of the future Melbourne committee meeting on Monday the 10th of December at 2018, commencing at 5:30. Here at Town Hall, and that we'll ratify that date at our next meeting. And we know that as we move into the end of the year, we have an incredibly full agenda of matters, but not only that, due to timing of some of the activities being undertaken by management and also being undertaken with the involvement of external people and groups, that the timing around the consideration of some of those issues before the end of the year meant that it was prudent for us to schedule another meeting at a time when we could welcome members of the community in to discuss the agenda for that evening. So that is the motion being put. Is there a seconder to that motion? Councillor Leppett, thank you. Would, having proposed it and already spoken to it, would anybody else like to, our seconder, like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I can't help myself. I note that Council is noting that FMC will ratify the meeting date on the 13th of November. I don't like to see this council throwing its weight around. It's very inappropriate to direct one of its subordinate committees, and hopefully its members won't be too outraged. But next time we should consider it.
Thank you, Councillor Leppett, for noting that detail, which is appreciated. Something for next time. Are there any other speakers to this motion? And noting, thank you, the cooperation of councillors in considering this evening and considering it again at a future Melbourne committee meeting. All those in favour, please raise your hand. It's unanimous, so that motion is carried. Thank you. Item 6.9A on the agenda. Thank you. Place of public entertainment Pope fee waiver request. Would any councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. Then I was going to put this motion. Is there a seconder to the motion? See, you do learn from mistakes, Deputy Lord Mayor, as in me. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, for seconding the motion. Speaking to this motion is a mechanism is proposed tonight through which the place of public entertainment fees can be considered and, in the event considered necessary or supportive in terms of the event at place, can at the discretion of the CEO be waived or part waived. Certainly this is a motion that responds very much to feedback from groups within our community conducting events, big and small, noting that the council, and thanks to management, want to make sure that we can continue to work very constructively to support a lot of those events, and that where expenses do rise, sometimes that impacts the way in which those groups can successfully implement and deliver their event, and or it impacts the level of engagement and activity that they're able to propose as part of their events. So this seems to be a common sense motion for us to be able to act nimbly and agilely in relation to those issues as they arise. And seconder, Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to the motion? No. Are there any other speakers to this motion tonight, Councillor Riley?
Yes, I just want to thank management for having the foresight to come forward with this, because it did affect a lot of people at a very late stage and were not aware of the fees. So waiving them is a great opportunity. They know about it now and they can be better planned for.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Councillor Rees.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Expansion of the Pope permit arrangements as a result of some changes to a VBA practice note has caused, I think it's fair to say, some confusion, which we have been working through, and I think this is a very common sense response, this tiered waiver structure. I think it is worth just noting, however, that this is obviously a transitional set of arrangements, and over the next year we would look to put the new arrangements in place in an ongoing way, and I think all councillors would agree that we want to see a strong communications plan around those new arrangements, so stakeholders and those who are governed by these regulations understands what's required of them.
Thanks, Councillor Rees. Any other speakers to this motion? In that case, I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, and so the motion is carried. This concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session this evening and leads us into general business. There are two items of general business for consideration in the open session. The first item, 7.1, proposed travel by Councillor Philip Lee Lu, World Chinese Economic Forum Malaysia November and New Year Music Festival China December 2018-2019. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Rees, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Francis Gilley, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Councillor Rees?
Yes, I'm very happy to support Councillor Lee Lu and this proposed trip. I think this council is very fortunate to have councillors like Lee Lu who can represent us in forums like this one, particularly with his expertise in Australia's engagement with China, and I'm sure he will make a very valuable contribution to the forum and will bring back some great ideas for the City of Melbourne.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Councillor Francis Kelly, did you want to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you. Just to also acknowledge the importance of China as, you know, our partner and Melbourne's future, and thanks once again to Councillor Lu for his work in tying that knot, keeping us close.
Thank you very much. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion? Councillor Philip Lilo.
I just wanted to say thank you to Councillor Rees and Councillor Francisca Lee for those kind words. I just wanted to note that the event is actually paid for, so there's no cost to council. Also, very minimal in terms of, you know, our friends in the Herald Sun will be very, very delighted at the fact that, you know, it's not any cost to the council except for maybe just some incidental. I do always want to ensure that we travel, you know, with taxpayers in mind. But this is of great benefit because both have actually, you know, we are in a nation century, and this will actually provide a lot of opportunity back to our council, especially to Melbourne. So looking forward to coming to providing some insight and also further opportunities for Melbourne.
We look forward to your report. Thank you, Councillor. Any other speakers to the motion? No, I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. So that motion is carried. Thank you. I am now taking us to item 7.2, which is proposed travel by Councillor Jackie Watts, Yangon, Myanmar, November 2018. I call on a councillor, please, to move the motion. Councillor Rees, thank you, and I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion, Councillor Rees?
Most certainly, Lord Mayor. Look, as councillors know, Councillor Watts has travelled on numerous occasions to Myanmar and developed very strong relationships with government, non-government, corporate organisations, academics, and many, many others. And those linkages are something which are a great benefit to Melbourne. So, again, we're I think she has a lot to contribute on this trip, and we hope that she brings many great ideas back.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Councillor Oak, would you like to speak to the motion? No? Any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Watts?
Just very briefly to say that this is a private trip and there'll be no expense, no council expense involved. It is important to keep the avenues of engagement with Myanmar, which, as we all know, is struggling on so many fronts. And I hope in going, as I do regularly, and being a part of the Australian Myanmar Institute, which was founded in Melbourne, I can be instrumental in benefiting both Yangon and our city.
Thank you, Councillor Watts. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Pinder?
Can I just say well done, Councillor Watts. Time and time again, she travels on private, personal reasons and finds time to step out and have these meetings and exchanges. Fabulous.
Thank you. Any other speakers to the motion? I think we've covered that well. Good. All right, I'm now putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. It's unanimous, so the motion is carried. Thank you. Well, this concludes the items of general business to be considered in open session this evening. Are there any items of proposed urgent business for this open session, councillors? No. Thank you very much. I'm now going to call on a councillor to move a motion I'm calling on a councillor to move a motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public so that we can move to consider confidential business in closed session. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, and I would like, please, somebody who can second that. Councillor Riley, thank you very much. I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. All those in favour, Councillor Louis, is everyone listening and responding? So I declare that unanimously carried and the motion declared. The other way around. At this point, we're going to move to close the meeting. Thank you to all of the public who joined us this evening, if you can still hear me as you walk down the corridors. We declare the meeting closed to the public and we are moving to commencement of the closed session. Declared the meeting closed at 6:35 p.m.